The U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, has been allowed to visit the American citizen now detained in Moscow. His name is Paul Whelan. He is a former Marine who was taken into custody last week during what Russia claims was an act of espionage. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is still waiting for details about the charges against him.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
Joining us now from Moscow, reporter Charles Maines, who's been covering this. Charles, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
What can you tell us about this meeting between the U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman and Paul Whelan? What was communicated between the two men, do we know?
Well, what we know is from the State Department, actually. They confirmed that Ambassador Huntsman met with Mr. Whelan in the Fordova prison. This is a Tsaristaire prison here in Moscow with a long history of holding alleged spies and political prisoners during the Soviet period. Mr. Huntsman expressed support, offered the embassy's assistance. He also spoke by telephone with Mr. Whelan's family. But in the interest of privacy, they're providing no details on the charges or circumstances of the arrest. And, you know, might also point out that there's some real questions as to the delay to access to Mr. Whelan. Of course, he was arrested on December 28th, and usually you get quicker access to someone like that.
Mm-hmm. Whelan's family rejects this whole thing. They say they don't believe he's a spy. They insist he was in Moscow for a wedding. We are also getting more details about his past, including a complicated history with the U.S. military. What can you tell us?
That's right. Yeah, Mr. Whelan's a former Marine. He served two tours in Iraq in 2004 and 2006. The Marine Corps, however, released his service records, and they showed that he was convicted in 2008 of a court-martial on charges related to larceny and given a bad conduct discharge. After his military career, though, he went into law enforcement. Mr. Whelan most recently has been working for BorgWarner. This is a Michigan-based company that does propulsion systems for car engines. They have offices in Europe, in China, through Asia, but not in Russia. But that said, Mr. Whelan actually has traveled to Russia quite frequently, according to his family, since about 2007. And, of course, they say, as you know, he was in town for a wedding at the time of his arrest.
Mm-hmm. Is the Russian government staying sort of hush-hush on this, or are they out there trying to frame their own version of events?
They are pretty quiet on it, but I think for a good reason. It's the holidays here, so this is sort of the grand national slumber after New Year's. Things really don't open up for a few days still. We did, however, see a report in the Russian media. This is from Rosbolt. This is an independent newspaper that's quite well-sourced within the FSB, and they today issued a story that provided some details of Mr. Whelan's arrest. Again, it's their version, citing FSB sources.
Uh-huh.
But they claim that he was caught essentially receiving a flash drive that contained the names of the Russian intelligence agents in his Metropole hotel room. That's in downtown Moscow. The problem is that skeptics here said, look, it was a flash drive in 2019. Did Mr. Whelan even know what was on it? And the whole thing seems kind of very made for TV. So I think we're waiting for that to appear on state television here.
Okay. Reporter Charles Maines with the latest there in Moscow. Thanks so much.
Thank you.